culture, my city was the best. And my city was a threat to the rest.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hamper and I got a stop to make when we get done with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We got to go get our gear, dog. The Browns Nike Summer Collection just arrived. Kevin Mack stopped in here. I think Mack had some of that sweet-looking gear on,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin Mack always a stylish gentleman around the offices. You could be, too. Stop into the team shop in downtown Cleveland, First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Great to have you with us as we roll on the summer month of June, starting to quickly going to turn into July, and that means it's time to get the helmets and pads on as July 26 begins the opening of Browns training camp right here in Berea, of course, with Family Day at the University of Akron's Infocision Stadium on August the 2nd, a terrific opportunity that we've been telling you about to see the Browns in the 30,000-seat venue at the campus of the University of Akron. And as we get NFL Rookie Symposium Week continuing to roll, now the NFC rookies have been in, and it's going on right here in Cleveland, a lot of it here at the facility, first couple of days. The AFC rookies, which means Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert and Christian Kirksey and Joel Bitonio and the Browns rooks, they'll be in Thursday and Friday, and we'll hear from some of them on the show on Friday. But we had a chance to catch up to both Jake Matthews and Mike Evans. Now, they are, of course, Jake Matthews drafted by Atlanta. Yeah, that Matthews family name continuing to punch itself right through the National Football League, as it usually does, and Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Bucks. So, Dog, this is going to be intriguing. Let's start with Jake Matthews, because we ask Matthews, what's one thing that impresses you as a former teammate about Johnny Manziel that outsiders might not know?
Just his determination, his attitude, his work ethic, man. He gets after it. When he's on the field, he's got the mindset that, you know, no one's better than him. And I really enjoyed blocking for him. I'm proud to say I blocked for him, and I blocked for a Heisman Trophy winner. And I think he's going to do a lot of good things here. I'm looking forward to seeing his career.
Big part of the reason why Manziel, Dog, you always hear about the swagger, the confidence, the ability to take situations and get the best out of those other 10 guys in the huddle with him. Very, very important aspect of his game coming into the league.
Mike, you have to be confident, and I don't have to tell you this. I mean, that's the way I always played the game, the way I came into the game. I never will forget I was a rookie going into the University of Southern Mississippi and coming out of high school. And I looked over there, and there was someone playing the right corner. I'm not going to call his name, okay, but I said, you need to find another position because I'm starting right there. And, you know, he looked at me like I was crazy, but sure enough, I started at the right corner. And if you ask any of the guys, when I was drafted here, I was a first-round pick,
right,
you know,
yeah,
the 22nd pick,
yeah,
in the first round, and I had the same attitude. I mean, coming in here, I mean, you have to be confident, and because if you're not, if you don't have confidence in yourself, who will? But, you know, that's the way you have to play this game.
Can't
because
play
all
without
those
it
guys are just as good,
yeah,
as you are.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. All right, more from Jake Matthews, now an Atlanta Falcon, but, of course, the All-American offensive tackle with Johnny Manziel at Texas A&M. So you ask Jake Matthews, all right, so what's Johnny Manziel like in the huddle, Jake?
We're in the huddle, man. He's in control. When he talks, everyone listens, and that was one of the things I really picked up from him. He just determination, man. He was not gonna take no for an answer, and that's what I loved about him the most, is that he just one of the truest competitors I've ever seen.
Got to take control of your huddle. Bernie Kosar spoke of that over and over and most often. Hanford, you know that. You're close with Bernie. It's that, you know what, my huddle. Shut up. Don't say any. Don't come back and tell me I need the football. Don't come back and tell me I miss this or that. I'm running this huddle.
Well, I like to hear what Matthews is saying about Manziel. I mean, I really do, because you're right. The quarterback demand respect, and again, it is his huddle, and there's no question about it. Bernie Kosar, and when you're in that huddle, you listen to him. You don't say anything unless you're spoken to, unless he tells you to. You can talk, and that's just the way Bernie is. But you know, that comes from having that respect from the players. I mean, it just doesn't come overnight. I mean, the players, especially those big offensive linemen, when you look at those guys and they understand that you are the boss in that huddle, you know you're headed in the right direction.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And finally, Jake Matthews was asked at the NFL's Rookie Symposium here in Cleveland, all right, Jake, should Clevelanders, Browns fans, be worried about Johnny Manziel and his off-the-field antics?
He's going to be fine. That's all I know. It's you know, there's been media and stuff going like this for a while, and he's always come in and gotten the job done. So I'm not worried about him.
Plain and simple. Don't worry about him. Well, it's almost like Matthews is saying, listen, I got him. He's going to be perfect for you guys. I got his back, and he's going to show you when it's time to play football.
And you're right, and that's where it all starts. I mean, when you players look at players and on Sunday, when it's time to play, when it's time to practice, when it's time to get ready for a ball game, and after all that is done, what you do when you come out and you play on that field. And when you come out and you play, hey, man, you know, if you want to run around and around the stadium 10 times or whatever you want to do, as long as, you know, it's legal, you don't get in trouble with the law, you are fine. Just come up, baby, and show up on Sunday.
Let's
get it done.
Yeah, and that's pretty much the essence of the National Football League.
Yeah.
It has been going back to the days of – well, listen, look at all the quarterback characters, dog, we've had, and you're a great NFL historian. Man, Bobby Lane with the Detroit Lions in the 50s, and then Joe Namath and the Snake, Kenny Stabler. Do you think those guys didn't have as good a time as anybody going? And quite frankly, a lot of it on Saturday nights on into Sunday morning. But they went out and got the job done, didn't they?
There's no question about it. When it was time to you know, lace them up, when it was time to perform, when it was time to play, those guys were ready to go, and that's all you ask. And you know what? Players have each other's back. I mean, they really have each other's back, especially if you show them that you could play. And that's what I say. Leave Johnny alone. He's a young kid. He's going to be okay.
That's what everybody's going to be looking for from Johnny Manziel. All right. Also, Mike Evans, one of the All-American wideout, went 8 overall to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He was here at NFL's Rookie Symposium in Cleveland. So we asked Mike Evans, how long did it take for you and Johnny, quarterback receiver, to get everything in sync at Texas A&M?
Right away. He did it our freshman year when we both redshirted. He used to do it in scrimmages, run around. And I remember thinking to myself, like, man, this guy got some talent. And then you know, we just kicked it off our redshirt freshman year.
Yeah, they did, and it turned into Manziel's Heisman Trophy campaign. And we also asked Michael Evans, I guess the question of, is Johnny Manziel going to go out and hang out and have a good time with his friends once training camp starts?
In training camp, I don't think he'll go out at all. Yeah, he'll be committed and devoted and fight for a starting job.
Mm-hmm. Fighting for the starting job. And you know, dog, I brought this up yesterday as Jim Donovan and I were doing the show. Johnny Manziel, if you think about it, he put himself on very serious lockdown after their bowl win leading up to the combine and then through the NFL draft. He was with George Whitfield, as we know, the quarterback guru, and you did not see or hear much of anything from Johnny for that four-month period from the end of the bowl game as he got prepared for the combine and then to be go through his private workouts and to be drafted in the National Football League. So, you know, for those who say that, well, Manziel said he would do this, well, he's shown you that business side of things. And dog, I just have to believe he, too, understands what's at stake here, that he has to put forth the proper and the best effort that he knows how, not just on the field, but in every aspect of how he approaches quarterbacking in the league.
Well, I don't think we give Johnny enough credit. I mean, I really don't. I mean, the kid is a smart kid. The kid is obviously a very disciplined kid. I mean, you don't get as far as he's gotten already in this game without being very disciplined, because he is able to turn it on and he's able to turn it off, as you mentioned. Johnny understands and knows that training camp is getting ready to start. And when once training camp starts, this is a business. This is no longer college. This is a professional football. You have guys, this is their livelihood. You're trying to, you know, you're not no longer trying to win the national championship. You are trying to win the Super Bowl. And he understands all this. The kid is very smart. And I don't think we have to worry about him. I mean, sure, in between this time right now, you're going to work out. You're going to do the things you need to do. But still, I mean, you want to have a little fun? Go ahead and have a little fun. But it's not going to stop him from his preparation and what he's got to do in order to get ready for the season.
Yeah, one last question for Mike Evans, again, who touchdown tandem and pass-catching phenomenon with Johnny Manziel. All right, Michael Evans, has the NFL seen anything like Johnny Manziel?
The NFL hasn't seen anything like him, I don't think. And, you know, he's a better passer than most people give him credit for, and he can adapt.
There you have it. Now, listen, these are two, Jake Matthews and Mike Evans. One blocked for him, one caught the football from him, and they had one of the most dynamic offenses for the last 2 years in college football.
I would tell Mike, I hate to disagree with him on that question. Have we ever seen anything like it? Because this is the NFL. This is Showtime.
Correct.
You know, we have.
We have.
And you mentioned some of them.
Oh, my, yeah. Quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. That'd take us a couple of shows to get through the greatness of quarterbacks that have come into this league. All right, thought you would enjoy that, hearing from both Jake Matthews and Mike Evans. It is a at Browns_daily mailbag Wednesday, right? So here's what you do. Hashtag mailbag to us. Jason Gibbs, our producer extraordinaire, is going to fire up some of your tweets. Hanford and I will gather them all up too, and we'll have some fun with that when we get back. Still a lot more to go. Don't go away. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Reg Eye Dixon in for Carucci and Zagura. We've got more to do. Don't move.